Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We're getting it going here, Baltimore Positive. We're going to be down at Fadley's this Friday, next Friday, doing it with the Maryland Lottery, giving away the Pac-Man scratch-offs. Also, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions with clean water for me here during – you got to stay hydrated during this pennant race, getting going early, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube Multicare. We'll be at Fadley's from 2 until 5, doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, getting that back out on the road. We got a lot of things going on. The 25th anniversary documentary is out there, and this guy returns every time he's putting on the fights out on the internet. I gotta be honest, the first time that Sean Merriman said FUBU to me, I didn't even know what that was. Now I hear it all over the place. He's always on the front end of this stuff. He has a new app coming out, and he has a main event going on in Lights Out Sports on the 18th. That is known as Preakness Night here in Baltimore. We welcome back Tia Turp and our defending champion, Sean Merriman. There's no doubt talk some Chargers. I ran into Ortiz and Harbaugh since the last time. I think the whole Spanos group as well. How are you? How are the fights doing this spring here, Sean?
They're great, man. And we, like you said, we got a big one coming up May 18th. It'll be in Long Beach, California. But this one's a little bit different. We got 19 fights in one night, which is a long, like almost a five-hour show. But this one will be live on my newly launched Lights Out Sports TV multi-sports platform. We have poker and outdoor fishing, hunting, Outdoor America's coming on, Glory Kickboxing, a lot of motorsports, motocross, darts, chess, you name it. So
this is going to be your network. You've moved on to your own platform now, correct?
Yes. And we're up on all major TV platforms, Roku, Samsung, Fire Stick, Apple TV. You can download it now on your if you got a Apple or Android, you can download it there. So we're pretty much everywhere. So by Friday, we'll have about 4 to 6 channels up on there. The next following week after that, we'll have another 6 channels. So, and it's all free, by the way. So 100%
free. Well, that's
free.
Where I was going to go with this, because part of like, I see this FUBU thing now that Masson's on there, and I hear Fire Stick. Dude, I'm older than you. I know I look young and sexy, but it's true. I go back to cable coming to my neighborhood and having 3 channels, right? And everything I do at Baltimore Positive's open platform as well. And I see paywalls and I see pay services and obviously streaming services. You want to watch the Tom Brady roast on Netflix, you got to pay. And everything we're doing with Amazon Prime on these Thursday night games, they're blacking out football playoff games now. Yeah. So your ID is free for your programming, correct?
100%. And to me, I've been in I've been around the NASCAR circuit and motorsports for almost 17 years now. Obviously been in combat sports, I've been fishing, hunting, so I have a nice background with all this, but there's a lot of niche sports that just wasn't getting seen, right? So there's all these places, these fragmented YouTube, these other streaming platforms, but there wasn't very many all sports platforms out there where you could just go watch sports. You don't want to see any movies, sitcoms, or anything else. You want to see just sports. So I wanted to create a locker room, and that's just what I did with Lights Out Sports TV. So and it was important for me to make it free and available to the public free on all these major platforms, Roku and Samsung and LG TVs, Philip. They're all up there. Comcast will be here in the next week or two. It'll be all over the Comcast network as well. Zumo TVs. So it's great, man, because this is something that really takes us to the next level. Now it's visible everywhere. FUBO's great. We'll still have our fights on a replay basis on FUBO, but live, the fights will only be on Lights Out Sports, which is really cool for us.
So tell me about the card. Tell me where these fighters come from. And now I want to get some football with you, because, I'm way more interested in the football and the fighters, but I do want to promote what you're – I respect your entrepreneurial – the side of what you've tried to do here above and beyond what other people. I mean, you could have been a broadcast, take a job at the NFL Network, whatever. You're obviously zoned in on all of that. But I think you've pictured something different. And I just released my documentary about how what I've done. I'm a little weird here, Sean, and AM radio and going to the web. Unless I just see this entrepreneurial side in you just saying, being a former football player and being in the ring of this and the Chargers of that and sign an autograph. You could still do all of that stuff. You do your thing with your coach down in Maryland. You're a great Terps alum. But this gets you out of bed in the morning. And I don't think it's about making money. It's about sort of building something, right?
That's exactly what it is. And to me, I worked at some of the biggest networks. When I retired, I went straight to NFL Network. I worked at Fox Sports a couple of years. I worked at ESPN. I worked at the WWE Network when they first launched. About 4 weeks ago, I just did TNA. I did a pay-per-view wrestling match about 3 or 4 weeks ago, which, by the way, TNA Wrestling, they have a channel on Lights Out Sports TV. And so when you have that opportunity, as I did, on the broadcasting side, the talent side, right, being able to talk about this, all the sports, but also building these shows, understanding production, everything that we do, my whole MMA promotion, all of our production is done in-house. We've always built these shows and all this content. So as you know, you say your documentary, I want more sports documentaries. I want to be able to have my creative ideas and just go straight to market with it where everybody can see it. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, I still work with Fubo and Bally's and Pluto and BN Sports. I work with all these guys still. But to be able to have this platform where you can drive traffic, where everybody can go to one place and see it, and we can drop things on a drop of a dime was very, very important to me. That's why I did it. Obviously, my fan base and my people that have been following me over the career is really heavy in sports. So I knew that launching this platform would really be a game changer for us, and it has been.
Sean Merriman is our guest. He's lights out. Of course, you know him for the Chargers, and we'll get to some NFL talk. I definitely want to do that. But just on the side of the industry, and I've done a lot on wrestling lately. I had a guy named Brad Baluchian on a couple weeks ago who did this WrestleMania thing, chasing down the Iron Sheik, and all the behind the dark side of the ring that Vice does with the old wrestling. And, I just see the beginnings of MMA when John Rollo would come in here and talk about his Shogun fights, who I grew up with here in Maryland. I'm sure you know, puts yep. his fights on here locally. I saw Shogun as this little regional local thing here in Maryland. And I saw Dana White doing this UFC thing when it was sort of illicit and they weren't talking about it on ESPN on Saturday night, going back 15 years ago. And then I see where wrestling was in the 70s and 80s, where you had the Mid-South promotion and the NWA and this promotion and that promotion. And you just mentioned TNA, or we could mention AEW or WWE. So much of this really was Vince McMahon having what you have, which is, I have a promotion and I'm going to create media, whether I buy Channel 45 on Saturday afternoon to create my promotions. But the more robust side of this that allowed you an avenue to train fighters, have a gym, have promotions, pay fighters, insure fighters, all the things that you need to do to make a promotion happen. Where did this come from for you? Was this from watching wrestling or Dana White to say that this can be a business and not just you're going to be a gym trainer or something like that? Because you've always been zoned in on owning the promotion. That's all. It's always had your name on it. Lights Out. That is your name, right?
Yeah. It was important to me because I think that, you got to crawl before you run. So you can't just jump in these type of businesses unless you had experience working on a big scale. So you bring up Vince McMahon. When I first met Vince, I was spending time with him right through – during the SmackDown, the Monday Night Raws, I actually hosted on WWE Network one of the WrestleManias when it was in New Orleans. And so get a chance to spend time with him and obviously having a good relationship with Dana, working at NFL Network, working at Fox Sports, working at ESPN, and seeing the scope. So I had about 15 years of being around anything before I launched and started getting into it on my own. And then I started to have, you know what, I have these creative ideas. I've been around the biggest and the best when it comes to production networks and how things ran on the back end, but I had my ideas and the way I wanted to do things, and I wasn't capable of doing that because you're not going to go to Vince McMahon and say, Vince, I got this idea. I want you to – that ain't happening, right? Now, if we got a great relationship. Don't get me wrong, but you're not going to Dana because they built their idea. They built their creative ideas that they had, and they ran with it. And so it was time for me to kind of branch off and build my creative ideas, what I had, Lights Out. And so right now we're the fastest growing regional promotion in the country when it comes to Lights Out Extreme Fighting. And now with us going on Lights Out Sports, we're a click of a button. If you got Roku or Samsung or Vizio or any Philips, LG TVs, Android, Apple, Fire Stick, Apple TV, if you got any one of these platforms, you can go to us and watch all of our fights and the rest of these other sports as well. You know what, motocross and fishing, hunting, all the things that I've been wanting to do over the past 15 years, I'm now capable of bringing these ideas to life.
All right, lightsoutxf.com is the way to find them. You can also download the app. It's a brand new app for all the things we're doing. On to the football thing here. We had a draft a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
What do you make of the Chargers in totality, being that you are one of their Hall of Famers? You're a guy that has been, they're moving, you're moving. God bless San Diego. That's where all my friends and family were as well. Joe Ortiz was trying to recruit me, over to you got plenty of room on the bandwagon, I would say, in the Chargers thing, but this has been a monumental kind of offseason for the program there, right?
It's you know what's different about this off season that they haven't had there in the past, I would say decade or so, is excitement. They haven't, and it's nothing against Anthony Lynn, nothing against Brandon Staley, nothing against the coaches who came in there, but there hasn't been this level of excitement in a fan base and organization and people around the organization since I left that group, right? Not me personally, but since that those teams around that mid to late 2000s, breaking into your 2010s, that excitement just wasn't there. They bring a coach in, it's like, oh, okay, well, they'll be able to do something. No, people walk around, I'll tell you right now, that organization, that building with their chest poked out. I mean, there's a sense of pride that hasn't been there for a long time. And it's because of the base, the fundamentals have changed. Jim Harbaugh coming in, establishing a mentality. Also bringing Ortiz, bringing the strength and conditioning coach. It is a different team. It is a different organization that has been there the last decade or so. And one thing that we know that Jim Harbaugh has done in his past is being able to change programs and organizations around pretty quickly. And he's done it with far less than a Justin Herbert, far less than with two outstanding linebackers and pass rushers in Bosa and Khalil Mack. And he didn't have a Derwin James. So there's a he didn't have Rashawn Slater. So he's coming into an organization where the mentality which he's instilling in these guys right now, he's not talking about Super Bowl. He's not talking about playoffs. He's getting guys riled up in the gym, right? Off-season workouts. That's where the mentality has to be established, and he's doing it right now.
Well, I mean, as far as the change in culture and the change in all of that, just to try to get sort of established in LA, to me, from 3,000 miles away, I'm hoping to see Pearl Jam there in 2 weeks. But from this far away, it's really looked like, I've often said they'll be the team that's in Frankfurt or London or whatever, because establishing those roots in that place is going to take a lot of winning, especially on the backside of the Rams coming home and then winning a Super Bowl there right away, that they sort of put their flag down. And I think it's unfortunate everything that's happened with the Chargers. But that being said, they can go out and win 12 games this year. There's no doubt about that. I don't know what that would mean in LA, but I just think it's always been, from the time they moved there, that never seemed like a great idea to me. And I'm an old school Chargers guy, you know?
No, and I'll say this. Starting from when they left San Diego, they moved up to that smaller stadium. They were in that smaller stadium, that
I
soccer
saw
stadium, for a
Lamar run
bit.
around out there Christmas week that night. That was something, man.
I
Little
was there.
18,000. Oh, it was crazy little gym
I
that they
was
played
there.
in.
It was like 32,000 people. They have done a tremendous job at converting that fan base and growing a new fan. And I'm at every home game. So I've seen it. I saw when they first moved to even in that smaller stadium, it was 50-50. So you got 32,000, you got 15 or 16,000 fans of someone else's, and 15 or 16,000, that's not going to cut it. And so when I started, they drafted Justin Herbert, and they moved to LA, and I started to see the fan base. It started to get, it went from 50-50 now to 60-40, now to 70-30. And it kind of dwindled down when they started to lose. So that's the thing about being in LA. LA will come out and support the team when they're winning. They will. Because you got to think, a lot of people don't, they're not from LA, right? These people move to LA. They migrate to LA. They're not from LA. And so when you have a fan base and you had a quarterback, they're winning games, they'll come out and support you to the end. Now, when you got a coach that is showing that he's not able to be a head coach and turn that thing around, you start to see this fan base turn. And when I seen it, I seen the boos, I seen the opposite color jerseys, I seen it coming to the end. And that's why ultimately they had to get rid of Brandon Staley, because they were losing that fan base that they actually did a really good job at rebuilding when they moved. And so Jim Harbaugh now is coming and reestablishing, and we don't know, right? If they go out and win 12 games this year, let me tell you, that is really good from where they were last year, right? They were the best and most talented team that didn't make the playoffs. So if they come in right now and they win 12 football games in Jim's first year, that is a really, really good sign. because you give a staff 2, 3 years to really get there. So if they come in and win 12 games, that is a step in the right direction. I think they have a bigger chance. I mean, I think they have a chance of being the number one team coming out of that division, out of AFC West. I think that they can beat the Chiefs this year with that new staff, with that running game, that new offense, that offensive line. They just drafted Joe Alt. They got a staff at wide receiver now. They got a staff of guys that just came in. I think they got a chance to do it this year and really turn that thing around.
Sean Merriman is here. He is a Maryland Terps grad. He'll be doing his coach promotion. We'll get him back on here in about 6 months once we get into football season, basketball season, Big Ten, and all that stuff. In the meantime, his fights are the 18th, streaming on Lights Out Sports, the main event. Roy Echeverria and Pablo Caballero. These fighters, where are you finding fighters for your car? Are you the matchmaker in this? And through what you do with the Lights Out promotion, keeping an eye on a whole litany of weights and different kinds of fighters to make styles make fights, right?
No, 100% about that. So I have a great team of matchmaking, man. These guys are the best. But speaking of these two, this is our first international fight that we've had with Roy and Caballero. Both of these guys are going to bang it out. I think one of the two will probably end up in the UFC one day. And that's why I got into this business, man. Like, my first UFC fight was in 2005. I believe it was Randy Couture versus Chuck Liddell. And I remember walking in there and seeing the production and seeing the energy. And I said, man, this is what I want to be. I want to be around this business for a long time. And that's when I started to train with Randy Couture. I started to train with Chuck Liddell, and I eased myself into this business. And so my goal is to get as many of these guys an opportunity to go to the UFC. If I can do that, that is as a successful feeder, right? As a successful farm system, and get these guys to that level. All along, while I'm building this massive and up and coming media company with Lights Out Sports, we can have a funnel of these champions that's homegrown from Lights Out, and that's the ultimate goal. One of these two guys is going to end up in the UFC. We got the co-main event there with a Carrera. He's another guy that has a real shot at going to the next level. So we got about 3 or 4 guys on this card alone who I think have a real shot at being a superstar in the UFC. And that's the goal. That's why I got into this business.
Sean Merriman joining us here. Good luck to what you guys are doing out there. Come on back here to Maryland. See you soon. I know you got friends and family, but got to get your proper crab cake up here in Baltimore. Okay, got to get you off DC Beltway, brother.
What you saw, so Ortiz, they won my heart when he started talking about Obey in the press conference. I said, you know what? I like this guy. So, we got the whole Ravens Baltimore feel, and they started talking about crab cakes, Obey, and the press conferences. I say, you know what? They're going to win some games this year.
Man, it's been a long time since I've been doing this 40 years in the media, 32 on the radio. Never seen anything like this baseball team right now. And then obviously the prosperity of Lamar and the football team and coming this close in a championship game, not running the ball enough. But from Derrick Henry to drafting on the offensive line, we'll come back, bring you on, talk some Ravens football after the fights. But good luck putting this stuff together. It's always great that you make some time, and good luck making your flight today. Get out, man.
You got it, man. Appreciate it.
Sean Merriman, he is Lights Out Sports, and you can find the app out there anywhere, Lights Out and Sean Merriman, and obviously anywhere we're doing the good coat drive that he does down at College Park each and every fall. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.